It's the 10th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A recent survey shows that patients who have visited GP practices within the Bedfordshire, Luton and Milton Keynes Integrated Care Board area have had negative experiences seeking medical care. The poll was conducted by NHS England and the Office for National Statistics. Only around 55% had positive things to say, which is 9 points below the national average, grouped with the worst rankings across the nation. Furthermore, 27% rated their interaction as poor or very poor. In response, the Royal College for GPs admitted to a lack of funding and employment issues, but believe most patient accounts were positive. Overflows from heavy rain were likely responsible for 405 sewage spills into Bedford waterways last year, up from 172 in the previous 12 months. The information was compiled by the Environment Agency around infrastructure managed by Anglian Water. Universal Studios and its US parent company Comcast may be able to bypass local councillors and have major decisions made by the government. The process would sidestep both Central Bedfordshire and Bedford Borough Councils, allowing the company to streamline its efforts to build a theme park and resort in the area. Universal will be making a final decision on the project within the next few months and will then decide whether to work with Central rather than local government through to completion. Bedford Free School on Cordwell Street in Bedford could see a companion secondary school opening close to Bedford Town Centre sometime in the near future. The highly rated institution run by Advantage Schools Trust has the blessing of the Department of Education and Bedford Borough Council to replicate their success. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.